With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act but a habit." We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. We've got an all-star lineup of guests. This week, we will be joined by guest commissioner Deborah Shore, Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, Paul Miller of the Pauly Group, and Tony Shimeka of the Going Home with Tony radio show. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, we're talking about the environment, and you can call in with your questions at 312-642-5600. Once again, 312-642-5600. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing tips on how you can have better phone meetings. That's something that I'm sure all of us can improve on. So thrilled to be joined over the phone because of this terrible, terrible weather with our first guest, Commissioner Deborah Shore. Deborah Shore is a commissioner on the MWRD board, and I'm going to let Deborah explain a little bit about what the Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago does. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shalom. Good evening. I'm delighted to be with you. So this is the agency that many people used to know as the Metropolitan Sanitary District, and it has a mission of protecting the drinking water for people in Chicago and the rest of Cook County by keeping sewage out of the lake. So it treats sewage and also manages stormwater for all of Cook County.
And one of the things that I find so comical is when I go to your website, which of course we'll share shortly, on your homepage you say, we take it after you flush. That's what you didn't say that. That's not your campaign slogan, but I believe a former candidate for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District described what the agency does. And it's pretty funny, and that's probably pretty true, isn't it?
It is true. This agency doesn't treat and filter and deliver drinking water, but it does treat water after we use it in industry, in our homes, in our businesses, at 7 wastewater treatment plants around Cook County, including one at Howard and McCormick Boulevards in Skokie.
Fantastic. And the other plants are spread out throughout Cook County. And that's something that I know you pride yourself on, being involved in the community. You're elected countywide, and you're always trying to have an impact on the communities that you service, right?
Absolutely. The really exciting thing that's going on at this agency is that it's transforming itself into a resource recovery agency, that all those things we used to consider waste have value, and we're trying to capture and monetize that value, and it's happening with nutrients, with methane gas, with the water itself, and with the biosolids.
So our listeners are mostly business owners, people that work in businesses, and you service everybody, you know, in Cook County, and that's very important. But you're also an advocate, an ambassador for environmental protection. Tell us some tips for business owners or some advice for business owners that are trying to perhaps go green.
Well, one of the things that I'm trying to look to do, and this is a little bit further out, but if you operate a manufacturing business or a server farm or a host of businesses that use a lot of water, you may be able to use the treated wastewater, which is going to be much cheaper than using drinking water. We're also trying to work with municipalities and businesses throughout Cook County to manage their stormwater better, the rain that's falling on the roof of your building or on your parking lot, to install green infrastructure which are rain gardens and vegetated ditches and green roofs, to capture that rain and keep it out of the sewers or slow the flow into the sewers.
Well, that's important. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up running and eventually being elected to the Water Reclamation District Board of Commissioners.
Well, my path leads through the Cook County Forest Preserves because I've been an active volunteer doing habitat restoration in the forest preserves, and that led me to get more involved politically because they are wonderful areas that house, that are home to rare assemblages of plants and animals, but many places have been neglected. So I began to be more involved politically, and eventually some folks approached me and said, would you consider running for the Water Reclamation District? And I believe that water is going to be the issue in years to come, and this agency has a key role to play in how we manage our freshwater resources. So with my interest in conservation, I felt I had something to bring to the agency.
In 2003, before you were elected to the Board of Commissioners, you were selected as a participant in the Illinois Women's Institute for Leadership. I am very passionate about encouraging people, women, to get more involved in entrepreneurship, to become business owners and try to hand some opportunities and make sure that we sort of level the playing field. Can you tell us about some of your work on women's issues?
Well, I appreciate your support, Shalom, and certainly you know that when women do run for office, when they do own businesses, they can perform just as well or better than men. We need people with all kinds of backgrounds and experience. The Illinois Women's Institute for Leadership is a terrific program launched by Loretta Durbin and other Democratic women in Illinois in 2000 to recruit and groom women to run for office. And I now am on the board. They select about a dozen women a year across Illinois and essentially take them through a candidate training program. And we already have one member of Congress, that's Sherry Bustos, two members of the Illinois General Assembly, two members of our Water Reclamation Board, also my colleague Carrie Steele. And it's been adopted in other states as a model for how to try to build a pipeline of women who are trained and ready to run for office.
Democrats and Republicans would agree that small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And I believe the statistic is here in Illinois, 95% of businesses are what would classify as small businesses. Deborah, how do we get more women to take an idea and turn it into a reality, whether that's on a political campaign, running for public office, or starting a business in their community? You and I both live in Skokie. How do we encourage more women entrepreneurs and business owners?
Well, you know, it may be true in business as it's been true in politics, which is that women need to be asked and that they need to be asked more than once, because sometimes, unlike men who will get an idea and just go for it, women will say, what will this mean for my family? Can I raise the money? You know, can I do this? Do I have enough qualifications? So perhaps we need a similar program or kind of business incubator of interested women business owners who can recruit and teach and support and nurture others to do the same.
And I believe that that is a bipartisan thing. I believe that is something that Republicans and Democrats can embrace. And that's something Commissioner Deborah Shore, we will definitely be talking some more about how to encourage women in business. So once again, thanks for joining us on the program. We'll be sure to have you back to talk about the environment, talk about water, talk about the MWRD, and of course, talk about women making a difference in their communities. So Deborah, how can people reach you and find out a little bit more about the work of the MWRD?
Well, thanks, Shalom. I do have a website. It's Deborah Shore, DEBRASHORE.org. or by email, Deborah@deborahshore.org. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District also has a website, which is mwrd.org. And I certainly appreciate the invitation to be with you this evening.
Absolutely. Once again, thanks to Deborah Shore on the Board of Commissioners for the MWRD, the Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. We'll be sure to have you back on. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Their website, once again, tandemhr.com, or call 630-928-0510. You don't need to wait very long to learn more about Tandem HR, because up next, we've got Bruce Leon, the president of Tandem HR, joining us on Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, all your expressways and tollways are going to be experiencing big delays due to the very snowy conditions. So motorists are asked to slow down and drive for conditions and allow a little bit of extra travel time if you have to go out on the roads tonight. The Illinois State Police have issued a winter driving emergency, meaning that if you are involved in an accident and both cars are drivable with no injuries, you are required to file an accident report at a later date. If you have a minor accident, please get it to the shoulder to ease congestion. On the Yellow Line service has been suspended in both directions due to switching problems. You can use the number 97 bus as an alternative. It is currently 28 degrees with snow and wind dropping down to 16 tonight with blizzard conditions possible. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Unfortunately, we've finally awakened again to the conclusion that there are a bunch of terrorists in the world who want to kill us. Unfortunately, over 100 million Muslims on this earth agree that they're justified in doing so. It is merely a matter of time before they make another nightmare. And this time, it could be in this country. We can either stick our head back in the sand or do something about it. What do you think the hosts on this station want to do? AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Okay, let's see. We need a timeline, lunch menu, vegetarian options, tables and chairs, some sort of buffet setup, coffee and tea, cupcakes, dessert options.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, but the successful ones all have one thing in common. They start and end with a professional team that really understands what you want. Tasty Catering serves up the finest menus for all companies. And with event planning and rental services, you won't need to contact any other companies to plan your entire event. It can all be done right here. TastyCatering.com even has online event resources, like the exclusive venue finder, so your planning is efficient. You can be sure your host the most successful event possible. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View menus and more when you visit TastyCatering.com.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR, and we've got the president of Tandem HR and Benefit Solutions Group, Bruce Leon, on the line with us. Welcome to Get Down to Business, Bruce.
Hello, Shalom. How are you?
Fantastic. So you're skipping a moment of the big game to join us and talk about what's going on in the world of HR. So I know one of the things that you and I talk a great deal about is how folks in their 50s, 60s that are trying to get back into the workforce need to reinvent themselves. Bruce, what do you have to say on it?
You know, Sean, I've been noticing a trend recently, and I've been getting down to writing a white paper, and I just feel that as much as we hear about the very solid job market and we hear good numbers coming out of both Illinois and the nation as a whole, there still is an angst that's out there, and I'm noticing it a lot in the mid-level and senior managers, many of whom are looking at how tremendous change is taking place literally overnight in whatever field you're in, whether it's not just technology, it could be healthcare. There isn't really one field that isn't touched right now. And people are sort of looking at somebody coming down the pike who's maybe 30 years old who is in tune with a different way of doing things, whether it's mobile apps or whatever it is. And there's a certain there's a change in the workforce where in our day, or my day, I should say, you know, we looked up to the we mentored with older people. We kind of learned experience was very important. Nowadays, it's really changing, and I think it's causing a lot of angst in the workforce. And my advice to those people in that age bracket is that you have to really think, how am I relevant today? What can I do to make sure that I'm relevant tomorrow? Am I a cost-value proposition? And not just to think, just because it's been done that way for the last 25 years, it's going to still be done that way 25 years from now.
People need to be innovative in their approach and innovative in how they present themselves. And it is that's exactly what businesses need to do as well in always reinventing themselves. What are you seeing from your clients? How is 2015 turning out to be different than 2014 and years prior?
Well, we're seeing a very strong pipeline for our services, and there's been a number of public companies that are doing very well. Administaff has been significantly up in the last quarter, as well as TriNet, and a lot of it is the perception that to run a business today with under 100 employees or even under 200 employees, it takes significant administrative help. There's so many compliance issues that are out there today, and it just seems to make more and more sense to look for outsourcing to do it. And we're trying to make sure that we're on the leading edge of what we need to provide, make sure that our product meets the needs of the marketplace. And we've had usually the first quarter is a slow quarter for us. January has been the best month that we've ever had in the history of the company in 13 years, and that usually is one of the slowest months of the year. So we're hoping that that's an indication that these trends will continue for the future.
And folks that are trying to learn more about Tandem HR don't need to try very hard during this hour of Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, so you're always hearing the testimonials from customers like CD Peacock and Get Fresh Produce that are talking about what I always hear is the high-touch business model, the unbundled billing, and the customized HR solutions. So what does that mean? Customization is very important. So what that means to me is that you're not just trying to shove one package or one model down somebody's throat. Tell us some examples of how that model has worked well for customers that you work with.
Well, Sean, that's a great question, and I'll tell you that there's business owners out there, they know they struggle with this. We offer a customized solution because we feel, especially in the Midwest, That's what the market demands, but it's a very difficult solution to administer. So, in other words, if you were to force everybody to take one health plan or take one 401k plan from an administrative, it's a very efficient model. They call your helpline, and everybody knows it. But not every not every company wants exactly the same health. So we try to make it customized, which then adds a challenge to us to make sure that we can service it properly. And we can provide it without driving our costs up. So, you know, that's a challenge, but we feel that the market really demands us not just to give one cookie-cutter approach for all the services we provide, but to look at each client and say, okay, you know, this one needs emphasis in this area, this one needs this, this one has special reasons why they can't go on our platform for payroll services but needs our HR services. So in all, we try to make sure that we fill the needs of the customer, even if it doesn't provide the most efficient solution for us.
So, Bruce, as you look to determine a customized HR solution for each of your customers, what are the pieces that as I just said, are unbundled? In your mind, what are the components of HR solutions that that companies need to be looking out for, whether they partner with a with an organization like Tandem HR or somebody else in the business?
Absolutely. So the six main components that we really feel the marketplace is consolidating to what we call a one-source solution, and many of the big payroll companies are offering it now, and you'll see a lot of the insurance companies. So it really boils down to payroll services, which really that's the platform for which everything drives through, and that's managed payroll services. And then health insurance, of course, to buy that in a pooled package that can be purchased with the buying power of, 10 or 11,000 employees. Then workers' compensation and risk management services, and we're seeing a lot of that becoming important. Then the pension and retirement services, that's also a big deal to let our customers get off the fiduciary and give them a very cost-effective solution that lets them bundle in with $140 million of other providers. And then, of course, HR services, which encompass everything from leadership training to onboarding to recruiting to coaching to just compliance and all that stuff. So that's one of the main pillars, and that's one of the ones that we really sort of believe that we need to have people in the offices of our customers really making a difference, not to be reactive but proactive to make a difference.
Excellent. Six components to HR solutions. And you take an unbundled approach in helping your customers, which is important. So talking about HR solutions, a lot of what you do is organizational development, people management, benefit and administration. Speaking of that, tomorrow morning, most likely the roads will hopefully be a little bit more clear, but it's still going to be difficult to get to work. What advice do you have for employers that are listening to get down to business right now that perhaps they can do something a little special for the employees coming to the office after a hard and long commute?
Well, I can tell you that I got an email about a half an hour ago from our senior COO and our internal HR, and we have about 130 employees, so I don't think we're different than a lot of other companies out there. We have people that come from, everywhere from 5-minute commute to Westchester, Oakbrook area to many people that have a 45 minutes to an hour. We know tomorrow is going to be tough, so we sent an email out saying that people should prepare their day accordingly. They shouldn't take extra risks. If they can work at home and that works out, they can make arrangements for that, make sure that they cover whatever they need to cover or get in the office. We don't want anybody taking any undue risk. If the roads are unsafe, we advise them, please, please stay at home, and we're going to figure out the ways to connect all of our employees. They have abilities to connect from their homes and from their mobiles. That's one of the ways that we've sort of separate ourselves from the, from our competition, that we want all of our people to be connected. And while there is a value to having our people in the office to work on problems on days like tomorrow, and we think it's actually going to spill over into Tuesday, we want the safety of our employees is utmost. And I think that what the employers should think about doing tomorrow is really letting employees know that is safe. Their safety is the utmost of their concern, and that they should use their best judgment in getting to work tomorrow, especially if they use public transportation and stuff like that to watch and see how those things are going to be affected as well.
That's helpful, and hopefully all of the employers listening to Get Down to Business will take that advice in mind. Send out an email. I actually, as I was on my way over here, I heard a comment that a big part of leadership is communication, and I think that that's so important. So show leadership, send some communication out to your employees, let them know how much you appreciate them, and most importantly, let them know that they should be safe and that you support that and encourage that. I agree with you, Bruce. Obviously, having people in the office is important. It's probably much more productive at the same time. These days with technology, you could do a lot of great things. In fact, at the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how people can have a productive phone meeting. Maybe that's something you can employ tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So, Bruce, how can people reach you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say, if you can talk about innovation, anybody watching the Super Bowl today, the best commercial so far, I think, was an old one of Grant Gumbel and Julie Cook. Can you believe in 1991, they were asking, what is the Internet? And they were asking, what is that A sign with a circle around it? And how the heck does that work for mail? What a crazy thing. And when you're watching that in retrospect, it really gives you a pause, how much we've come in just 20 years and so, right? So that's what it's all about. Things are changing. We got to make sure we keep up with the innovation and listening to Get Down to Business and taking the advice of Sholem Klein. And hopefully we can all be a part of helping everybody get improved innovation. Of course, you can always get a hold of us at tandemhr.com. And my cell phone is 312-925-0718. Love to hear from listeners in any way I can be of help. And again, we're just trying to help make business better in Chicago.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bruce. Leon of Tandem HR. You can find them at TandemHR.com. After the break, we're talking with Paulie Miller to hear what to expect from the Rauner administration over the coming months. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
We have to accept it now. The president of the United States can't say the words Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence. He wants to pretend that there are extremists all over the world and only a few are Muslims. He wants to claim that these terrorists are not really Muslim. They just want to use the religion of peace for their own evil purposes. When you fail to identify the enemy, how can you ever defeat him? AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. A major winter storm is making its way eastward. Chicago's already in its grip.
Blizzard warnings in and around the Chicago area where we could feel those winds in excess of 40 miles per hour for a period of hours. Visibility is next to nothing. People are urged to stay off the roadways. Then it's going to move into the northeast. D.C., Philadelphia, it's going to be mainly a cold rain for you. New York, you're going to hover around rain, freezing rain, ice, and snow.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, portions of New England will see more heavy snowfall. Is the administration doing enough to defeat ISIS? One former cabinet member doesn't think so.
I think that the airstrikes have contributed to containing them, but we're a long way, in my view, from being in a position to roll them back or push them out of Iraq.
Former Defense Secretary Bob Gates on NBC's Meet the Press. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, all your expressways and tollways are going to be experiencing elevated travel times as well as delays due to the snowbound conditions around the area. Therefore, if you're traveling on the roads today, we advise that you just slow down, take your time, and drive for conditions, as well as allot yourself a little bit of extra time to make sure you get where you're going safely. A Lakeshore Flood Advisory has been put into effect. A Lakeshore Flood Advisory is in effect for Cook and Lake counties until midnight tonight. 12 to 16-foot waves may cause minor flooding near the lakefront, including along Lakeshore Drive. As of 3:30 p.m., due to the weather, O'Hare is reporting delays of up to 45 minutes and over 1,300 flights have been canceled. It's currently 28 degrees under snowy, windy skies, dropping down to 16 degrees tonight with blizzard conditions possible. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. There it is again, another day dragging yourself out of bed to join the rat race. You aren't where you thought you'd be in life right now, and the thought of working yet another day for somebody else is depressing.
It's time you became your own boss with an Aladdin Doors franchise. Yes, Aladdin Doors has your chance to be your own boss now by owning your own franchise right here in the Chicagoland area. For a very small investment, you will have your own garage door business handed to you on a silver platter. The greatest thing about opening an Aladdin Doors franchise is the fact that there is no prospecting needed. You'll get customers that already need you provided right to you on day one. No more working for somebody else. No more rat race to keep you from your full potential. It's time to smile again when your alarm goes off in the morning with your own Aladdin Doors franchise. Don't waste another night's sleep. Call 888-325-2334 or visit BeMyOwnBossNow.com. That's BeMyOwnBossNow.com.
Shake up Springfield, bring back Illinois. How many times did we hear that over the past few months? That's why we've got Paul Miller of the Pauly Group here to join us on Get Down to Business to talk about what to expect from the Bruce Rauner administration in the next few months. Pauly, welcome to the program. Are you impressed with the Rauner administration's moves and decisions so far?
Well, I think a lot of the moves they've made right now, it's still wait and see, my friend. However, I think what you're definitely seeing is him starting to keep a lot of his campaign promises. First and foremost, what we saw this past week is the conversation about right to work, which is something the unions are adamantly against. And for your listeners who don't know what that means, basically right to work allows people to decide whether or not they actually want to join a union. Right now, if a type of business and the employees are all unionized, that means you have to join. You have to pay the dues, the fees. You have to abide by what the union says. Governor Rauner had campaigned on it and said he wants to make Illinois a right-to-work state, saying whether you can decide for yourself. This is something the unions adamantly oppose. The Democrats that are going to be opposing him down in Springfield are going to stick with their union friends, and it's going to be a nice, long, drawn-out fight over the next few months, without a doubt.
We're talking with Paul Miller of the Pauly Group, telling us a little bit about what to expect from the Governor Bruce Rauner administration. Always love your input. You are very knowledgeable, having worked on many political campaigns, and I'd say you probably have your finger on the pulse better than anybody else that I know. So a lot of interesting appointments and nominations for various important agency and commission posts. Any surprises that you've seen?
Well, one that I saw was a fascinating pick was for chief operating officer for the state. He has selected former Hawaii Governor Laura Lingle, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Now, I think she might be regretting that decision, considering if she's flying into Chicago right now from Hawaii. She's probably, you know, asking herself to be tested psychologically. But that's a very interesting decision. I've never seen an ex-governor move to another state to join another governor's cabinet. I'm sure it's happened. It's something I'm not familiar with.
Well, aloha.
Yes, aloha is correct.
And what do we call Linda Lingle now? Do we still refer to as governor?
You know what? That's a new one on me. I think you'd have to. I would believe you'd have to still refer to her as governor, which is going to be confusing for the press. It's a position that doesn't seem to get a lot of press interviews in the past, so we'll see what happens with that. But it's definitely a very interesting decision. We're still waiting for a lot of picks to be made. I would think that actually some might actually argue that the governor came to the table a little bit late there. But right now the picks that he has made is pretty much what I thought he would. Nothing really surprising there. And you know, no one that I would refer to as someone that's extremely conservative. A lot of people thought that that's the route he may go, but not at all. He's got a lot of moderate people that are working in his administration. A lot of, I think, very sensible choices and some good decisions, without a doubt.
Sure. And I know you just talked about the union issue, the right to work. And something that you and I know both agree on is what we're seeing, I think, is a lot of appointments, some Democrats, some Republicans. And I have a feeling we would agree. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And that's exactly what he promised, that enough of the hyper partisanship that we may have seen in the past. That's who Bruce Rauner is. He's a Republican, but he's selecting folks from both parties. Do you think we're going to see a lot more of that, or is that just sort of he's just trying to, I guess, give in to some of those promises that he may have made along the campaign trail.
You know what? I think Bruce Rauner is going to honestly pick people, regardless of party, on their qualifications. The one thing that he brought to the mansion in Springfield is a guy who owes nobody anything. Considering his success, his money, he's not exactly a guy you can buy off, so to speak, you know, the old Illinois-Chicago way. So I think he truly is going to bring to the table people that he thinks will be the best at the job, and he's not going to care about their political affiliations. He's going to want to see some success. He is going to need people, though, if they are there from the other side of the aisle, that are willing to stand up to Speaker Madigan. That is going to be his biggest challenge if he's going to bring those people on board. What I think might be interesting is that I wonder what kind of a relationship he's going to have with Senate President Cullerton. I've heard a lot of word off the record from folks that Senate President Cullerton is really looking forward to working with the governor because him and the speaker aren't exactly famous for getting along, and that Senate President Cullerton is looking to make some financial reforms in this state that the governor has been talked about during his election. So it's going to be interesting to see how those battle lines are drawn coming the next few months.
And these are important issues. The reason we talk about this is because these are issues that do affect business. These are issues that do affect employment in the state of Illinois. And we'll be following this closely. Decisions that are made in Springfield affect each and every one of us, whether you own a business, looking for a job, the policy decisions that are made in the capital in Springfield, Illinois, affect our lives. So that's why we have Pauly Miller of the Pauly Group, always on the air with us every few weeks talking about the political environment. Pauly, how can people get a hold of you? What's your website?
Catch me at Pauly Group, P-A-U-L-I-E Group, at paulygroup.com.
And I guess you're leading to your email address?
Yeah, that's paulygroup@gmail.com. You can get me there as well.
Fantastic. Paul Miller, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with Tony Chimeca of Going Home with Tony Radio.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. All of your expressways right now are experiencing some delays due to the weather. So if you're out there on the roads, make sure that you just slow it down, take it a little bit easy to get where you're going in one piece and safely. CTA is experiencing some delays as well. The Purple Line trains are operating with delays due to an earlier loss of power at Howard. The Red Line is also affected by that loss of power and are operating with some residual delays as well. As of 3:30 p.m., due to winter weather, O'Hare is reporting delays of 45 minutes and over 1,300 flights have been canceled. So if you're flying today, make sure that you call your airline and make sure that your flight is still on. It's currently 28 degrees with snowy, windy conditions, dropping down to 16 tonight with blizzard conditions possible. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
When a loved one needs home care, you suddenly find yourself facing a million different issues. It can become overwhelming, demanding huge amounts of your time, energy, and resources. So much to consider. There's a special company founded right here in Chicagoland that truly deserves serious consideration for your loved one's care. Bright Star Care offers senior home care services that carry the highest gold emblem Joint Commission accreditation, just like the top medical care facilities. Equally important, Bright Star Care considers and treats every client like part of their own family. Bright Star helps you cut through the red tape and make smart, informed decisions to give you true peace of mind. Discover for yourself why over 90% of Bright Star clients would recommend them to friends and family. Call Bright Star Care today at 847-510-5750. That's 847-510-5750. Bright Star Care, a higher standard of home care. 847-510-5750.
Back to the show, sharing your home improvement stories. Going home with Tony.
We're back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. I'm thrilled that the show that airs at 4 p.m. that our host, Tony Shemeka, he shoveled away for me to get into the studio. That's why we're joined with Tony Shemeka of the Going Home with Tony radio program, as you just heard. Thanks, George. In that intro, Tony, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Shalom.
So, Tony, every week you have a fantastic program talking all about home improvement and a lot of other important issues. In fact, today I was listening to the program on my drive-in. You had Melissa from the Container Store about getting organized. Tell us, what is the goal? What is the message that you hope listeners of Going Home with Tony come out with every week?
Well, we started out as a home improvement show, and then we morphed into more of a lifestyle show. So we're talking about getting organized or remodeling. We had Limfred Winery talking about wines for the holidays and decorating. So it's a lifestyle show.
It's great. And businesses, you feature a lot of interesting businesses that many of our listeners probably didn't even know exist. You had some interesting restaurants on the air the other week, I believe.
Yes. Claudia, our executive producer, is fabulous at getting guests, and so many of the people have never been on the radio before, and all our guests are always in studio, so they're all, it's very stressful sometimes for people to do that. It's their first time, so I give a lot of credit to Claudia and the guests that she gets. They're really fabulous.
Well, that's what Get Down to Business is all about, featuring the people that are making a difference in the Chicagoland business community. Featuring entrepreneurs that are making a difference, giving back to the community. Tell us about your guest from Evanston a few weeks ago. She's got a great mission and a great cause as well.
Yeah, Lou Dotson is the executive director of Evanston Rebuilders. And that is like five different phenomenal things that if she just did one, she'd be incredible. So she's like incredible times five. So reducing landfill by repurposing materials that would have normally gone into landfill from construction. 40% of all landfill is construction debris. So immediately I fell in love with her. She will give opportunities to people that are unemployable, underemployed, people that are leaving incarceration, that so many people are reluctant in hiring. She's getting them certified. It's a long 7-month arduous process of getting certification. So I was even putting a challenge out there to our U.S. Congresswoman Jan Sikowski, who happens to live a few blocks away from Lou's warehouse on Dodge and Dempster in Evanston, that Lou does this all without any federal funding. So it's all private, and it's real in the trenches. And, you know, she shows up with a tape measure on her belt. So I knew she was the real thing.
That's fantastic. Again, that's what the show is all about. That's what your show is all about, bringing people that aren't just in it just for the ego and the glory, but are willing to get their feet wet, their hands dirty, and just do whatever it takes. And that's the business that you're in as well. Hot Water 911. So what do you do for a living?
Well, that too was a experiment and change. In 1980, I had a very comfortable job working at Northwestern University in Evanston, and I was a young little guy, and I came home one day and told my dad I was going to quit my job and start my own company. And if you remember the old cartoons where the cartoon character would go through the brick wall and you'd see the perfect silhouette of his body, that could have been me, because my dad just said, listen, you're 23 years old. You own a three flat in Skokie. You've got it made. Just do what you're doing right now and don't ever change. Well, that was one of the sage advice things that I didn't listen to. I did listen to other pieces of advice, but against his recommendation, I started my business in 1980 and literally didn't know how to fill out a check. I didn't have any business background, limited heating and air conditioning experience. I'd just gotten out of trade school in 1975, so I was new to the field. And with perseverance, just kept on doing the same thing every day and got a little better at it. And ultimately, the business morphed itself into the repair, maintenance, and replacement of residential and commercial water heaters and boilers. So Hot Water 911 has really been a genesis of change, and hopefully we do it better than anybody else. I always tell our technicians that the only competition we have is our own inability.
I love it. Sage advice. We're talking with Tony Chimeca, the host of the Going Home with Tony radio program, which airs every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. And Tony, my only request to you is just clean up in the studio before you leave, so I could come in here and take over and talk about getting down to business with our wonderful guests and entrepreneurs. So hopefully we'll find many opportunities to hear your story, hear about your guests. Tony, once again, his program Going Home with Tony airs every Sunday at 4 p.m. AM 560, The Answer. And Tony, what's your website?
I've got a couple of them, like everybody. We have goinghomewithtony.com, and that's the radio show. And then hotwater911.com is our water heater website. And our phone is 773-774-6000, extension 8. You'll get my cell phone directly. So anytime any of your listeners have a question, give us a call.
After the break, we're talking about how to improve your phone meetings. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
It's satisfying being a responsible firearm owner. Protecting your family and Second Amendment rights are important. Introducing Chicagoland's newest store that's much more than a gun shop. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom is a full-line manufacturer of firearms that just opened a brand new factory showcase to the public. They stock over 300 new and used firearms, plus parts and accessories. Hunters, target shooters, and reloaders, DS Arms has you covered too. With nearly three decades of manufacturing experience, they have the expertise to service the most experienced shooters or the novice. Just curious and want to learn more? DS Arms strives to be family friendly. FOID applications and Illinois concealed carry training are available. Easy to reach in Lake Barrington, just off Route 14 at Pepper Road. Call 847-277-7258 for information. That's 847-277-7258 or online at dsarms.com. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom. Much more than a gun store. 847-277-7258.
We got some more advice about small business and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You can find out about all of our networking events at shalomkline.com. That's the website. You could also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Phone calls. We all have important ones and want to maximize the impact, which can be hard to do when you aren't face-to-face. Many first-time entrepreneurs have grown up digital natives, so have a really good intuitive feel for technology and design, but don't have the business basics down. This shows itself when people try to do an elevator pitch, send concise, actionable emails, or have a quick phone call with you to ask for help. Not only talking about a sales call, getting past the assistant or anything like that, I'm talking about simple and quick calls to your business peers or anybody, any other players in your ecosystem. Angels, entrepreneurs, bloggers, and the like all get a ton of requests for just 15-minute phone calls. I'm okay with this. One of the most rewarding parts of my job is being able to help people. It's high in the gratification quadrant when someone comes back and says that our chat made a difference in their business. The truth is, I think it's part of human nature to want to try to help others. You'd be surprised at how many people will find ways to help if asked appropriately or by the right person. So when a person calls me and we're 10 minutes into the call and it's not clear why they're calling, I'm usually thinking to myself, what was the reason they wanted me to call in the first place? What are they hoping to achieve? And mostly, how can I help? Most people don't get to the point, and since the distance between my random inner head mutterings and my mouth are too small, and perhaps my attention span isn't too great, it often just blurts out to me, like the syndrome, let me just stop you right there, and how can I best help you? It's what we want. It's what you want. Let's be explicit about it. So here's my advice. Prepare. Write your set of bullet points on paper before the call. Write out the reason you're calling, your key points, and the ask in advance. And your time allotments, you could always refer back. Make sure you're tracking to your plan. You could start informally with banter. If I'm calling somebody I know a bit, I usually try to start with a little friendly banter. If I know they like a sports team, that might be a good start. If I saw their company in the press, heard that they saw somebody at an event that I know, they live in a town where a storm just rolled through, whatever, I try to humanize the call from the outset. Two things to watch for. If you're trying to banter to build a relationship but not feeling it, then quickly shift to business. And some callers take this banter too far. It starts to border on disrespectful of the person's time or wasteful. Don't be that person. Let the people know why you're calling. When you're ready to pivot the conversation, your next line should be something derivative of, listen, the reason I'm calling is blank, blank, blank. 25% of people or less actually do this. They just talk, and I'm not really sure why they called. Don't hang yourself. One of the other big mistakes callers make is going off to the races, talking about their business without getting any feedback from the recipient of the call. This is bad enough in person, but I promise you, if you do it over the phone, the recipient will tune out. If you listen closely, you'll probably even hear the tapping of a keyboard. You can talk for a bit, but then seek feedback. Ask questions. The best trick for creating a two-way conversation is to ask questions. You can do this too early in the call, and you can't be an interview factory, but polite questions relevant to your topic are appropriate. Know what the ask is. If you set up a call with somebody, then know in advance why you're calling and what your plan to ask for is. Don't ask for things you won't get. If you don't ask, you won't get. Don't ask for big favors unless you have a really good relationship. And stick to your budgeted time, maybe even less. When you think of your relationship with this individual, you'll build it over time and over many calls, discussions, chats at conferences, or whatever. You need to realize that you need to be respectful of their time. If he's at 15 minutes, it's got to be 15 minutes. Now go pick up the phone. Stop hiding behind emails. Build real relationships on the phone and in person. Good luck. Your networking tip of the week. Don't forget how important it is for you to physically move around and about when you're at a networking event. You can't work a room when you're stationary. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Another great week. We had Commissioner Deborah Shore of the MWRD, Bruce Leon of our friends at Tandem HR. We had Paul Miller from the Pauly Group. And finally, Tony Shimeka of the Going Home with Tony radio program. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Now let's have a successful week. Tune in next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. to Get Down to Business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,